some ongoing litigation.
Services rendered, one is the housing.
One is substandard housing, one is tax appeals, one is general legal, and one is labor counsel.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. It was about $84,000 for the first 6 months.
Right.
Now, have they used up all that, or is it?
No.
Okay, so.
We had savings in the 2011 budget. They did not use their entire contracts. We canceled them.
Okay.
And then these are just new ones.
But it's quite possible from now until December they might use them.
Possible that they might, and it's possible that they might.
Tax appeals and things like that, they might.
Yeah.
The substandard housing, I hate to say it, substandard housing, you almost hope they do. Because that means things are getting done. At one point they were putting, let's say there's a third, the budget was three-thirds. 1.2-thirds was in demolition and one in litigation. We never got to demolition. So 2 years ago we moved two-thirds into litigation and one-third into demolition, and we had some movement. Is that all, Ms. Buckle?
Yes.
Linda McHale?
Linda McHale, 25 Bay Avenue. Question on the consent agenda, item number 28, application for fire department membership by Martin Hawley. According to our ordinance 2-11.4, you have to be Highlands resident. Mr. Hawley is not a resident of Highlands.
That is true. He was for 13 years.
Right, but now he lives in Atlanta, Highlands. Our ordinance says you have to be a resident.
Okay, you can send a letter to the chief if you'd like. I didn't know the ordinance.
Mr. Hafer, do you want to weigh in on that, sir?
Well, I have to look at the ordinance, but if it says that in the ordinance, I have it in front of me, but I'm not coming through it as we speak.
Okay.
If the ordinance does say that you have to be a Highlands resident, you should amend. And you would amend the ordinance. I would not do it piecemeal. I would not make distinctions on a case-by-case basis. The ordinance doesn't allow it. And, I'd amend the ordinance, and we can certainly do that for the next meeting.
Does that mean he would get involved in our LOSAP as well as his LOSAP in Atlantic Islands?
I don't know if they have it offhand. I don't know.
They do have LOSAP.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But if he makes the points, if he doesn't make the points, you don't get it. So it's all about working.
Yeah, but he would get double.
Yeah, but yeah.
If he makes the points here and he makes the points
yeah,
there.
But he's volunteered in two spots, so.
He's got maybe 100 points to get it.
I don't know.
I mean, it's very competitive. It's not at all an easy thing to get 100 points, especially.
When he responds to a fire call here in Highlands, does he get double LOSAP points then from Atlantic and Highlands?
No, he would get points from who he checks in with.
Who's he serving? Which force?
Who's he serving? What truck is he coming in on?
What are we doing about the resident?
No,
I haven't asked to do anything, so
technically
he's not eligible.
Right now he's ineligible, and we can work towards amending the ordinance.
Can you, let's do this. Have the chief send a letter, mind, what direction he wants to go in?
Okay.
To the council email, you know, obviously, and we'll take it under advisement. Is that everybody okay with that?
Do we have to rescind what we have now?
I think you do.
Yeah, it's a norm.
I have an old agenda. Oh, actually, no, it is on here.
28.
It's number 24 in the one I have.
Okay. I think 28 is
number 28. Now I have 28.
Yeah.
It's in the blue folder. But, if it was approved tonight, then you should move to remove it based on the ordinance.
I'll offer that.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Offered by Mayor Nolan, seconded by Ms. Kane to rescind the fire.
Martin Hall.
I think it's the agenda I have. It's number 28.
The new agenda.
Is that what it is? 28?
Yep.
New one? Okay.
That's
Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane? Yes. Mayor Nolan?
Yes. Anything else, Ms. McHale?
No.
Thank you for pointing that out to us. Mr. Mandrop.
I'm Mandrop, 260 Bayside Drive. I want to thank Chris Francie and Kevin. Not only for coming out this morning to Bayside Drive, they're working on the hill up there, and it's a very touchy situation for the people that live up there. The way they're putting it up, it may last, may not be able to have a rainstorm once they started working. And when that comes, then we'll all worry. It'll be in our front yard. But I'd like to be informed when you're having a meeting with that engineer up there, and some of the residents be put in too.
We'll make sure that happens.
Please, you could handle that.
And the other thing is, on the 10-inch line that's going over from the sewer authority to the stone church. Who's paying for that? Sewer authority is going to pay for it.
Because they pay for that before we dissolve.
Before it's dissolved.
That's been planned, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's it, Mr. Pedro? Thank you. Arnie Fu.
Arnie Fu, 50 Valley Street. Tim, can you tell me what's going on with the housing, the substandard housing in town? I didn't hear any kind of report on that.
Substandard housing, the two identified properties in the mix right now.
I would avoid identifying the property.
Okay. Two properties that have been worked on for demolition. We're making final notification to the property owners, and I don't want to say by the next council meeting, but based on the availability of the contractor to do the demo work, we have to notify the bank and the property owner of that projected time frame. Property owners too will be notified in the radius of this event taking place, and that'll be step one on one of the houses. The next one, hopefully within the next couple weeks after that, we'll be right behind it.
And what about Gimpy's and Colby's building? Has there been any progress on those two on Bay Avenue?
I'm not aware of the follow-up on Gimpy's. I know we're working on that project on an ongoing with code enforcement, but I don't think that's slated for substandard housing.
It's not a substandard housing.
It's not. It's more code enforcement.
Right.
Can you tell me if there's any new news on it? Because it's been since you walked down Bay Avenue 3 months ago and it's been mentioned.
Well, there was a lot of things in that were a problem that they did address. We had dumpsters in the back. They had a trailer in the back. The structure and everything else, nothing's been done. What's that? Right. Colby, I'm not. What property are we talking about?
Colby's on the corner of Valley and Bay Avenue. They've had no siding on the top of the building for 6 or 8 months. It looks like trash driving down Bay Avenue.
Mr. Hill, can you send the correct gentleman out there? And obviously we want the problem fixed, not a fine, but give him a warning and it doesn't work. Follow it up with fine.
Yeah.
Carl, you want to weigh in on that?
For the Colby property, well, it's Colby Plumbing, but they're not the owner of the property. The owner was issued a 7-day, I think it was 7-day time frame summons, and I believe they're working on it right now. So I think we should see an improvement there within the next week or two. I know he has a deadline when he has to have it fixed by.
7 days would be a week. Okay, Mr. Hill will follow up on that tomorrow.
It was a week.
Well, the side, the old side has been taken off.
Right.
Just that
like
letter replaced.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Sean Fitzgerald?
Sean Fitzgerald, 8th Street. I have two items. First item is Monmouth Hills and the gravel that come down into our pipe. I had the pleasure of watching Mr. Hill and one of our DPW guys work on clearing out that pipe a couple weeks ago. And basically, the situation is, as we all know, they want to have that gravel lifestyle up there. And until gravel goes up hills, it's coming down here. It's been going on for years and years and years and years. They disown any of it. And now our creek is so full up, there's cattails and things growing in there. And we just have to, in my opinion, just have to address it. They're saying, of course, it's all coming from the highway. I say it's 95% from them. They're completely responsible for it. So, you know, if it was the other way around, they'd be billing us and going after us. I mean, look at the thing with the sewer thing going on here, you know? So, I don't know how you're going to resolve this issue, but it's never going to get solved unless we start facing it sooner or later. They're not responsible for this stuff, and it just keeps coming down here. I mean, it's incredible, the stuff that's growing in there. We've never had, since I've been here in 85, I've never seen the kind of plant growth we have growing in there. And it's not getting better because we don't come up with a solution. You know, we have to get them, maybe it's dig it up, bring it up to a certain spot, and you can have it up there, right?
I'm extremely sympathetic to what you're saying, Sean, because we've been watching the end effect for, like you say, 10, 15 years. I don't know the easy solution right now at all, because short of us taking suit against Monmouth Hills.
It's the only way.
Hiring an engineering firm, determining what the problem is.
What the origin is.
Correct. And saying, okay, and I don't know, at this point now, we don't sue Monmouth Hills, we're suing Middletown. All right? And...
But can you imagine, Chris, if we were up there, and they were down here, how would that situation be? They'd have an agreement where, we don't want to have that stuff, whatever, boom, it'd be worked out for tonnage or whatever. You know, and what I'm trying to say is, it works for them in one way, it can work the other way. We have the engineers here, we've got an attorney here. Just start on something, and maybe 5 or 10 years from now, we'll have a solution. But it's not getting any better. You should have seen the poor guys trying to talk about a pipe that was under the road. They couldn't fix the pipe because of Caffer and all this. And it's ridiculous.
Sean, I agree with you 1,000%.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to say is, there's a lot of things we've never started on. Let's start somewhere on it. Okay, somewhere. I don't know where. We've got a lot of engineers here. We've got a lot of whatever. We could start somewhere. Maybe we could get somewhere.
The fuel for the process, Sean, is money. And that's the thing that we are...
Well, we don't know that. Okay? But there sometimes can be a solution where, you know, we dug it up before and brought it down to our DPW place and let it sit there for a year or so. I don't know where it went after that. But whatever. But I don't see anybody working on that. And soon it's going to be in Mr. Hill's office in there because...
Could a friendly call to Middletown do anything?
Right. We can see. To follow up, I did check with Freehold Soil Conservation District, and they're very sympathetic to our needs, but they don't get involved unless there's new construction. They were very emphatic about that. They are understanding that they've actually gone out and driven around the roads up there, and in their opinion, not an official one coming from a spokesperson, is that up there they tend to do things differently along each property line, and the end result is what we're dealing with. So I think a call to Middletown, I've talked to Mr. Halfacre, but I think we should, and we can document the expenses that we're incurring. So I think it's a start.
I have one other item. There was a statement that by Mr. Connolly concerning the TNR that he haven't presented any other town where it's been successful. I'd like to put on the record, two towns have tried this for 3 years. 2 years ago, they both ceased and desist the program, right? The first one is Maplewood, second one is Carteret. Both of them no longer do this program because the complaints were, well, you can call them up and listen, talk to people. We have people who are paid here. Somebody can call and get, you know, exactly what's going on up there. But there's two towns on the record. It does not work. And mainly the problem, from my understanding of discussing this with them, is if you have an individual who's feeding or has a colony, cats don't go where they eat. So the neighbors right and left, and I guess the other side of the property or whatever, get the benefits of it. Now, I was at your meeting the other night, Mr. Francie, and it was discussed where you have a, quote, an offender cat, okay? I just can't believe that this is going to be run so effectively, okay, that people are going to be able to say, that cat right over there, we're going to have a discussion with him or her or whatever, and this isn't going to go on. You have a case with two towns, it didn't work. I think that we should spend some time finding out where the problems were, and if we need to address this program to fix it, that's what we should do before we subject our town to basically the same thing these people have abandoned. It's logical. Okay?
So many people have not abandoned the programs, Sean.
Well,
do I have the money?
Who are the towns?
Sean, you...
Who are the towns?
I will have that information for you at the next meeting.
If it's so successful, you should be able to save 5 or 6 or 10 towns at least. Okay, but Chris, this is not an argument between you and I know it's your pet project, okay? God bless you. You live on a state place in town here. You're somewhat isolated, but some people are living 3 feet away from each other, and they don't have the room that you have where you live. I'd like to have the room that you have where you live, okay? But Not, let me
get that. I'm not sure what you're trying to say, Sean. We're trying to do something, Sean.
And I have a solution for that, and if you listen.
And you didn't enact that solution when you were on council, Sean. So at this point, we're trying something different than what you failed at. So. That's what we're doing, Sean. There.
Tara Ryan, you're next.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll offer a adjourn.